I used to feel so guilty handing over the tablet just to get things done.
We all do. But honestly, I switched to Lingo Kids. The guilt is gone and the kids are obsessed.
Really? Do they actually like it?
Oh, they love it. It's all games, music, lessons, and stories. They think they're just playing, but I know they're safe from weird ads and junk.
Mom, look! I'm flying into space!
See? They're happy. I'm happy.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Welcome back. It's Ladies of Liverpool. And I know we love to sit and have a good old gossip, but we've been doing that before we press records on this. So you've missed all sorts, but we're glad you're here. Now that you're here, settle down. Whatever you're doing, we're very grateful that you're going to be with us. So I've got two gorgeous women with me. Let me tell you the backstory of this. So there we are, Anne, me and you, at the opening of what is the breast screening unit, the lumbar unit at Goodison. And we struck up a little friendship where Anne started telling me all about what she's been doing and her story. And there was one thing in particular that just set my heart alight. I was like, things like this are not only groundbreaking, but they're just life changing. Mm-hmm. So before we get to that, there's a good tease. Everyone's fast forwarding the bomb guns now. No. Listen while we just meet our two ladies. So we've got Maureen and we've got Anne. And you're both members of the Sunshine Group. Mm-hmm. Tell me all about it. Support when you need it most. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. So you both obviously came to know about this support group when you got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Maureen's been in the group longer than me because she's been further down the line.
20 years ago you got your news.
28 years ago.
So how old were you then, Maureen?
47.
Okay, so you're only 47. In full-time work as a nurse.
Younger at that time.
Very young.
You know, but there's a lot younger now, isn't it?
Well, I lost my best friend and she was only 40. So I know I'm fully aware of that, but for you to be here 28 years later, then that's brilliant for us to hear.
I only went to the support group, not as a patient, because I was a nurse. I was I worked with the surgeons as well. So we had a lot of back up at work even when I went back. I went to the support group as a nurse to show people my reconstruction.
Oh, okay.
Because as Aintree, which was exactly there, it wasn't a proper breast unit and they didn't do reconstruction. So the patients who had their mastectomies there, they had to go to Whiston and they didn't always want to go.
Yeah.
So I went to encourage them.
To show them how great it can be.
What it can be.
And tell them all about it. So,
and I enjoyed it that much because you felt like you were given something back.
Yeah.
I carried on going.
And you became a member.
Yeah.
And ex-head teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So 16 years ago was 16 your
16 years ago. And that's when I was introduced to the Sunshine Group. Mm-hmm. And again, it was run by nurses, meeting for coffee, talking, you know, any problems and things like that. And then a couple of months down the line, while I was getting examined, one of the medical staff said, would you like to run the Sunshine Group? There was about eight of us in it then, wasn't there, Maureen? Yeah, about eight of us. And I said, yes, I'll do it. But as long as I can do it the way that I feel it needs to be done.
Yeah.
E.g. like a business.
Okay.
Yeah. So going from those eight, we're over 600 now in the group. But we also include into the group families, because when you get diagnosed, you think the best thing to do with your family is not to say anything because then they won't worry.
Yes.
But then the family are left thinking, they're not telling me anything. There must be a problem.
Yeah.
And the husbands and partners tend to be left out.
Yeah.
So all the events that we do, we invite not only the patient, but bring a friend, bring a mother, bring a daughter, bring your partner. And they form friendship groups, which is great. And from that, it snowballed into the fact of sponsorship. Hope Capital, one of the, a bridging loan company, they are our main sponsors. We work with LFC Red Neighbours, and we sign patients up through the Red Neighbours with Christine to do the hand, you know, movements of arms and things, which is very beneficial. We've signed up with other companies like Lip Couture in Crosby, who does all our tattoos, and they're my eyebrows.
Nicole, very well.
There this morning. She's given us vouchers for our event that we're having at the golf club on May the 15th.
This is incredible. And then together, isn't
we're
it?
Having this year our 14th ball at the Marriott on the 21st of November to sell out. And next year, 27, 15 tables have already been sold, and 28... Eight tables have been sold.
Wow.
And it's only, what is it, March?
Yeah.
And we don't have to think about filling tables. Nice. And the Marriott, who we do it with, are absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And keep the prices low for us.
Brilliant.
And so we've got loads of subsidiary firms as well.
Talk to me now, because I've teased at the start, about what you told me last time we met.
At the belt.
About the seatbelts.
Right.
This, I love who creates something or invents something, anything like that.
Well,
we've had people on this pod who've created special hair dryers and brushes, and they've gone on to be millionaires and done all this kind of stuff. Wonderful news, wonderful stories. But this, for a lot of people, will make them sit up straight and go, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Well, we were very, very lucky to be nominated, unbeknownst to us, for the King's Award for Voluntary Service, which is the MBE equivalent for volunteers. And I'd been notified in the January that we were going to be interviewed. And it's worse than an Ofsted inspection.
Yeah.
And I've been there.
Yeah,
it
was. Definitely.
It went on for a day, but then it went on for 3 weeks for me. There were questions to the answers that I'd given. And then you don't hear anything until the November. Mm-hmm. I was notified in the October that we'd got the MBE and the King's Award for Voluntary Service, but you're not allowed to tell a soul, no one.
She hadn't told us.
No,
not at all.
You must have been desperate.
We kept looking.
I kept saying, have you heard anything? I think it's going to be all right.
No one would have known if there was anyone to keep a secret and keep it business-like, keep it professional. Yep, you're the one.
It was literally 36 hours beforehand. The BBC got in touch, the hospital were notified, and I was interviewed for it to be released on the day of the King Charles's birthday. Right. And from that, it snowballed. I was at home in the November and I got a phone call from one of the Deputy Lord Lieutenants to say, what are you doing? I said, I'm dusting, which if they know me, is very, very unusual because we don't move the ornaments. You won't notice, will you?
Yeah.
They said, could you get up to the Novotel Hotel now? There was a big, massive Ford's event going on. And a man called Kurt Yankin was over from either Detroit or wherever you're from. They're from. And they wanted to see me because they knew all about the Sunshine Group. Right. Now, we've got another company that make for us every month something like 150 cushions, mastectomy cushions.
Heart shapes. That's every 50.
By Sewing Ladies and Julie Taylor, who lives in Crosby.
Yeah.
Delivers them to my house. And what people were saying is it's very hard when you've had a mastectomy to drive if the belt's going across here. Mm. So people were stuffing cushions, which is not very good.
No.
And even as a passenger. Anyway, he'd heard all about the group and I was asked to go up there and I met him. And what Ford's had developed is they had a person, and I don't know whether she lived in America or Germany. She was one of their colleagues that worked in the technical design section and she needed to get to work. Now, bearing in mind that some mastectomy patients can't drive for a very, very long time, and not only weeks, but months.
Yeah.
And how do they pick the kids up from school? How do they go back to work? And this woman needed to go back to work. And she devised in the design department this thing, which is like your seatbelt goes like that. And it's a Velcro pad that you put on.
Oh, okay.
And they wanted to know if we would be the group that would do this.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, yes. So we were sent 50 50 seatbelts, wasn't it? We had a big launch of them in the May at the Novotel Hotel.
Yeah.
And we gave them out to patients who had to be members of the Sunshine Group.
Right.
Because I have to feed back to Ford how this belt works.
So you were testing them and
testing
them
out. Now, with the test. Pauline Daniels, who's a friend of ours.
Yes, lovely Pauline.
She found it very difficult to drive. She took one and she drove from her home in Everton to Rosyth. No
That's
problem.
How they went.
Yeah. My friend, Karen, sits, found it difficult to be a passenger. In fact, some patients have to sit behind the husband in the back of the car because of the seatbelt. So it's good for a passenger as well.
Yeah.
They've sent us more and I feed back to Ford's. Hopefully they'll come into this year's ball. And for last year's ball, they gave us as a prize a Mustang car for a patient to drive for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. Wow.
I've just been in contact with them today because yesterday we were, and the group was presenting, well, not presenting, wearing swimwear costume for the Woman's Own catalogue.
I wanted to ask you about this. So I saw this on your LinkedIn.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, how do we go from the fact that Liverpool, thanks to you and your group, girls, they, we got to trial out this life-changing.
It's super. It's called a support belt.
Seatbelt. You know, it was being made in America and Germany, but it was Liverpool
because
that really put it to the test.
Years ago, when I was diagnosed, you used to be able to buy these plastic clipper things.
Right.
So you could pull your belt looser, put the clip on so it stayed loose. But really, that's dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's not going to save your life, is it? So,
and a cushion is as well.
Yeah.
Cushions for under your arm.
Exactly. You know, if it's stuck to the belt and it's obviously designed in a way that is safe
and it's signed on. It shouldn't be loose in case you have
I think that's fabulous.
Yeah.
So then I saw on your LinkedIn the swimwear.
Oh, yeah, the swimwear.
So what's all this about?
Right. Woman's Own is the main.
A little jangle this week on the podcast.
Woman's Own is the main catalogue that people go to when they've had a mastectomy. You don't have to have had a mastectomy. We've got loads of people who I say are normal, who are back breasts. And Marita, who runs the company, she goes nationwide. She's in with, she does clinics on prostheses and all sorts. The underwear is fabulous. She, and I've known her for 16 years because I went to her to buy underwear after my mastectomy operation. Yeah. And it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So anyway, she approached me and said, would any of your girls like to be the swimwear models
for a new catalogue?
And we picked the material ourselves. We did say how we want it designed. This was yesterday.
So you got to see what you designed.
Oh, no, we've been measured.
Oh, we've been measured. And tried them on another day.
And this was the photography yesterday. And we got to keep the costumes.
Oh, isn't that fabulous?
So you could choose if you wanted a vesty tie.
Yeah, a tie.
I said I wanted a dress. Dressy.
Oh, yeah, right down to cover your legs. Yeah. Or if someone really wants to get the belly, have a short bikini. Yeah. Do you know what's so gorgeous about this is I've spoken to so many different groups and each with their own purpose and their own reason and what they want to do. And everyone's so important and what they're doing is so important. This to me feels a little bit more like a club.
It is a club.
It feels like a girl gang.
But it's a club you don't want to be in, but it's a club that you're glad that you're in it. And what's good about it is we're grassroots.
Yeah.
We're patients doing it for patients. And the idea of our Sunshine Group is that we raise money, we buy things that the nurses in the hospital want in the clinic. We've done out two patients' rooms to be like lounges, so you get your results, sounds awful, it's in a nice atmosphere.
It is.
I could fill the ball with all corporate, but that's not the idea. We have five corporate tables, the rest are patients and family. But we still raise money, but have a great time as well. And it's we go to the theatre, we go to the Christmas market.
Oh,
we're at the
brilliant.
West Langs Golf Club doing a comedy bingo on May the 15th. What else? Fashion shows.
Yeah.
We have a planning group.
The quiz.
Yeah, the quiz night.
As well.
But also, we pay for the therapy delivery for breast cancer patients at the hospital. We pay for everything,
so
and
you're
we're trained.
Rooms, you're decorating rooms. You're paying almost.
We're trained therapist. I've trained as a cancer therapist in lymphedema, hand and arm,
as well, Maureen?
Yes.
And in hands and hands, because you can't have certain things done to your hands when you're having treatment. You can't have face. You have to have facials done. So we're all trained.
So before you said something about heads and hands. I don't know what that means.
You can't have your cuticles pushed back when you're having chemo.
Yeah, well, your skin changes, obviously. Mm. You're more tender wherever your face.
Your skin.
You've got to be more careful.
Talk us through some of this then for anyone who's listening.
Will you tell?
You know, who's recently diagnosed or is just interested.
Well, they lose the hair, and we have a wig company that we work with that does the wigs for us.
Yeah.
And we recycle the wigs as well.
So when you come to the group, you don't have to do all this research yourself.
No.
You can say...
There's information.
I get messages all the time on social media. Yeah. Random things. Leanne, you'll know this. Where can I go for this? What can I do for that? And most of the time, I go and research it and give them the information.
I'm a volunteer for Breast Cancer Now as well. I've done that for 24 years. So I do the stand with the leaflets, and we've got all the info that we have there.
So where will people find you doing this?
Well, where our therapy room is. We have the big waiting room, obviously, for the clinics, for the chemo clinics. And I have a stand there, so I...
And this is in Aintree?
Yeah, because it's easy to get to Aintree by bus, car, taxi. We have two rooms at Aintree, so they're ours under the Liverpool hospitals. We buy everything. We buy the uniforms. We buy all the creams. That's what the Sunshine Group does.
So I mingle in the two, you know, with me.
That's what
I used to do the Royal a few times, but it's so hard. I live in Aintree to get to carrying. Because don't get it delivered to the hospital, they'll disappear.
So it comes to you, you make sure it goes to the right place.
And Scamp and Dude, you buy a £40 scarf, they donate one. We've had to date, over the last 3 years, £32,000 worth of scarves. I've just taken an £8,000 delivery. And we give those scarves to the people going through chemo and radiotherapy.
Yeah.
So I've got all those as well.
Yeah. I just want to sit here for the first time ever, I think, on a pod. And I just want you two to sit here and bang your drum. That's like...
But the thing is, Leanne, we enjoy... We always say we would never have met... There's a planning group and we meet every month. Mm. There's the therapy group. So I'm meeting with the planning group next week. We all have different roles in the planning group.
How many people are involved in organising?
Right, 6 people in the planning group, including myself, 8 therapists, and we're paying now because we've just put in the grant form to release up because the hospital, Nicole keeps, they look after our money.
Yeah.
So that when we spend it, we're not buying a dress or going on holiday. So I've just asked for monies to be released for certain things. Yep. Hope Capital have given me £4,000 towards the ball. We're paying the rest towards the ball from ticket money.
Yes. Can anyone say no to you, girls? Because I feel
Nicole will answer that question.
Well, okay, so we're going to speak to Nicole in a second.
Because we're volunteers, but...
Yeah. Nicole, if you're the volunteer.
She's the manager of the charity department.
Oh, okay.
So we're under the volunteers department because we're volunteers.
Yeah.
But we're under the charity department, even though we're a voluntary group for... the overseeing of our funds and support support.
So you have to try and rein all of this in or take some kind of control. I can't wait to speak to you in a minute.
But the thing is...
I'm going to make you two sit in the other room so she can say what you actually think.
We would never have met. We said this, the planning group, and we would never, ever have met in another life. But we met through... There's a negative side to cancer and there's a positive. And the positive is the friendships we've done. And we need the group because you really don't know how we feel when we get a pain there.
Yeah.
You might think, oh, I've done my arm, I've pulled a muscle. We don't.
Yeah.
It's not a closed group because we're getting new patients all the time.
And we're paying for another therapist now. I've asked for the monies to be released, which has been granted. One of our... group members who's a volunteer, we're going to pay for her to become a therapist in hand and arm massage because lymphedema is big.
We want our therapists to have suffered, if you like that word.
You hear about this with any kind of therapist, don't you? If someone's dealing with someone who's an addict, if you're speaking to an ex-addict, they're going to understand where you're coming from. They're going to be able to...
They'll have more empathy.
They understand.
They understand. Yeah. But we do have a lot of sponsorship, and I think that's because my background and business, I'm not shy.
And go away.
And I will ask.
We need an aunt.
Cancer definitely affects every family. Your friend's in our group, Victoria.
Yes.
She went on our Pinot Picasso night the other week.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like we say, at any age, any circumstance.
And you can dip in. You don't have to do everything. Yeah. It's a case that it's there for you if you're interested.
Come when you need. Some don't want it while they're having treatment. Some need it afterwards. Some come along because the clinic have asked us to explain how we were reconstructed. I got a pig skin in me.
Yeah, we'll show you.
We'll show you.
You've got a pig skin.
Make a muscle. So, you know, people will come up and they see us. And, you know, people come and say, well, I'm having my operation. What will the scar look like?
Well, just we will show. Do you know what? You're just angels, aren't you?
Thank God they put things on the window. Oh, you can't see.
Get the whip. God, you told you're whipping your top up. It's absolutely out of this world what you're doing. I love hearing all about it.
But we get a lot out of it.
We get a lot. And the friendships with the hospital. Because the hospital are, they're very, very supportive. There was someone I was talking in the hospital the other day. I'm not going to mention names. And as they were going down the escalator, I said, wait at the bottom. I need to talk to you about our towels.
You can see how proud you are above everything else.
I'm a grassroots.
Yeah.
We are just ordinary. Yeah. With all like in the planning group, there's me as an ex teacher.
I wouldn't say you're ordinary. I think you're both extraordinary, to be fair.
But, you know, in the planning group, there's me as an ex-head teacher. There's Nikki, who is a nurse.
She's a nurse.
There's Hayley, who works for the Home Office. Tracy, who worked in banking. And we've got Val and Karen that have got ties in restaurants and all sorts. Then we've got the therapies.
Yeah.
So it's a real team effort.
Yes.
From all different backgrounds.
People get something out of it.
And people like Hope Capital. I can ring Hope Capital when I leave here now and say, I need another 1,000 leaflets.
And they'll print them.
And I was there the other day. They're doing all the planning for us, for the tickets, for the ball, everything, plus a brochure that they're making for us. And they come and they have given me £4,000.
Usually when people come on the pod, they'll say to me, you know, at the end, can we ask if anyone can help us out or can donate or whatever? I'm not getting that vibe from you two because I feel like it's all
just been to Estee Lauder every other month, do an event for us on a Thursday or a Wednesday night and they donate. I've just been to Estee Lauder now to thank them very much for,
you know,
for yesterday. They
did our makeup and the fashion.
They're going to give us a raffle prize on for May the 15th, plus the big raffle prizes for the ball.
Do you feel like there's anything you haven't done yet? Is there anything?
We'll find something.
Yeah, that's something that's sitting at the back of your head and you're thinking, well, that's our next
trapped. To keep on getting the therapists coming, it'd be nice as people come through the cancer journey in our group, if they would like to become a therapist, because we're going to pay for patients. Because therapists. Yeah. And that's, we've got 8 therapists, we've got a hairdresser that should be starting as well soon, but she's going through recruitment because you've got to have recruitments and things like that. So she's going to come in to advise on her care. And we've got our own rooms and a hospital look after us really well. I am getting phone calls from Scotland to the South Coast asking if they can join the Sunshine Group. I'm getting phone calls from different cancers. Can they join the group? And unfortunately, the answer is no. I had a lady ring me from Clacton-on-Sea to ask, could she come up to our group? And I said, I'm sorry, I said, there's a bit of a geographical problem here.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was willing to come.
Oh, she'd have to do Skype, wouldn't she? Or
can't do it because we only do Aintree and the Royal.
Yeah. It's not online. It's face to face.
Oh, we are online. We are.
Well, can't Clacton-on-Sea join online?
No, because they're not a member.
I said no. They're not a member of the group.
They're not a member of the trust. They've got to be a member of the trust because we've got to be careful when we're dealing with patients.
So people are listening now. And maybe their cancer journey ended many years ago.
They can, if the arms are under Aintree and the Royal.
If they were, so that's what I was going to say. Yeah. What do they need?
They can come for coffee anytime. Yes. Can't they come to the
therapies
meetings?
We do on the patients that need it, who are recent.
But if someone went through it a while ago and they're just
enjoying the group,
or they just want to come and listen to this and thinking,
or ask some information, see what's out
some
there.
Some hits, hits them years later.
Yeah.
You know, they suddenly, couple of years down the line, they just go, ooh.
We hear that all the time on this podcast. Yeah. It's the aftermath.
You're not forgotten.
Yeah.
And it's good because the way it is now is the planning group take charge of things as well. Mm. Louise did the Pinot. We knocked them down. We knocked people down in price.
Yeah.
I couldn't go that night, so Nikki took charge of it. So we have all these events going on, and it doesn't necessarily mean I've got to be there now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're all...
You've got a great team around.
Yeah, and if I want anything, the Marriott have offered us afternoon teas for patients as well.
That's right.
And I meet with them regularly.
We're even talking about trying to organise a little holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah, we want to do a weekend away.
There you go. That's on your list.
But we need to get
in. Yeah. You want to up the training and get more people skilled up. You want to do some kind of trip away.
Hey, yeah. Spa weekend.
Yeah.
Not too far because
Start with a spa. She'll have them on safari. Yeah.
So there's a few companies that got in mind.
Yeah.
What can they do for us? Because we'll advertise then.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody's helping each other out, girls. I'm going to have to move on now to the second part of our pod. But I think that you two are amazing.
And thanks for having us.
Should be so proud of. Yeah. And we'll keep spreading the message.
Thank you.
Liverpool.
Thanks.
Okay, so Nikki's with us now, who, as we mentioned, is sort of the big boss. It has to go through you, and you're obviously going to bring the sanity to it and the rules and regulations. Talk me through your role then, please, Nick.
I love this, Anne. I'm sorry, but Leanne gets you. After 15 minutes,
I'm all over this.
So I am the partnership fundraising manager at the hospital's charity. So I work really closely with individuals like Anne and Maureen. I work with clinicians. I work with stakeholders externally and internally. And it's quite a tough job because it's an NHS charity. So people will ask quite often, why do you need funding? But I think now that message is getting a little bit easier because people know how tight NHS budgets are.
Yep.
So we are here to fund anything that is over and above budget. So we're not there to replace NHS budgets, but anything along the lines that Anne has just described, which is over and above, which is seen as a luxury, which it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That's where we come in.
And we were talking about the gowns and things before, and sitting, even down to certain, was it medications and things people were talking about before? Bringing in, you were saying you get supplies through and you'll get them delivered to you so you can bring them in.
Well, it's more so aids, isn't it? It's kind of things that will support you with your massage and your therapies. Yeah, different creams. Because these guys know exactly what is best for skin and for scalps when people have been through radio and chemo.
So I'm thinking now when my dad was going through his chemo, they sent him home with this cream and it was absolutely gorgeous. It was said it wasn't aqueous because our kids had that when they were little. It was a different cream. And my dad said, one of the ladies there, I was like, was it the nurse? He was like, no, it must have been a volunteer. And she gave him this cream. And it was, every time I go around, I put it on my hands. It's absolutely gorgeous. I go, I'll do your face tap because I think, oh, not on my hands. It's gorgeous.
Is it in a turquoise tub?
Yes.
Yeah. My mum had it because, so this is the thing as well. I think one of the reasons as well that I love working with this group, obviously they're just your wisdom and you just feed from their energy. I love the fact. And I think as you get older, you know, I saw you at the event, the Women in Business event on Friday. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I can never get over the energy of women when they get together and the power of women when they're together. So when
it's this, isn't it?
And as you get older as well, you go through stuff and you're like, I kind of get through this. And then you're like, flip a neck. I can and I will. And then when you meet women like this, my mum went through breast cancer not long ago and she's fine. But it was so fearful. And a couple of times I've told her, you know, about you guys. And there's probably something similar. She's in the Northeast. There's probably something similar. But I just wish that she was closer because I can see her coming and volunteering and, you know, becoming a therapist. But, yeah, I wanted to get involved because it felt quite... I just knew there was more we could do with it as a charity.
Yeah.
So I've got no doubt whatsoever that donations we receive... Oh, a lot of them will be influenced by the work of the group because they're a great PR tool. We can shout about the brilliant work that they're doing, which is charitable. Obviously, we can invite people if they need support to come and join the group.
Yeah.
And you know, like the lady said, they are creating opportunities for women who might actually feel a little bit lost. So if you have been diagnosed and if you are trained somehow, come and join us and take part and give back.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of hours a week, isn't it?
From the inside then, Nikki, what are your frustrations? What can maybe the public be doing more of, or the NHS are struggling with things? What, give us a bit of an inside view.
I think we just need to shout a bit more about the brilliant work that we do. Yeah. So the things that we are funding internally, it's huge. We can fund small things. So for example, £87.50 will fund a voucher for a mastectomy bra, yeah, a pulley to aid recovery that our physiotherapists can't fund on the NHS.
Yeah.
And a chemotherapy care basket, which, again, that's a volunteer, Adele, who's gorgeous. She comes into the hospital and she preps these baskets to give to Lydia going through chemo. She's been through it herself. But then we fund huge items. So we're working with the team, the breast cancer team, to improve our service at Aintree at the minute. So we had quite a large room. But what we've done is we've made it into two rooms.
Right.
So that we can see more patients.
And but this is what the girls were talking about before, wasn't it? About the two rooms that they've got.
That's separate.
Therapy rooms.
Well, they're therapy rooms. This is rooms that our clinicians will use. Right. So we're funding at the minute a new mammography machine.
Funding the clinicians' rooms?
Yeah, because it's seen as over and above. So we've already got that one room, but in order to improve our service, see more patients, reduce waiting times, improve clinics. And we've also got, I don't know the ins and outs, so I won't try and talk about the machinery, but the machines that we are funding are not your kind of standard mammography and ultrasound machines. So we're basically funding works at Aintree. That we're hoping that will open April, May.
Yeah.
But again, that's all funded through charitable donations.
This is just purely from your fundraising, from people donating themselves.
From grant as well.
From grant.
Yeah. So we do receive...
From local businesses. I know they're involved. They're putting money in as well.
Exactly.
And it never ends, does it?
It doesn't end. And there's never enough of us. We've never got enough hands. It is. It's quite tough. But we... Do you know what's amazing? I was just looking through figures this morning, actually, and... When you've seen how stressed the NHS are, and if you have conversations when you're in our hospital, so it's Aintree, Broad Green and the Royal, that our charity support, the generosity that comes from people is amazing. Especially, we get so much in memory donations because people talk to us about our nurses being angels.
Yeah.
That you know, they're there when the families need them most. But then also, if people are in trauma, the major trauma unit, we receive a lot of donations because of the work that they do. People who are on dialysis and coming into our hospitals week in, week out, you know, they befriend the people who care for them.
Yeah.
So it is just lovely when people want to give back in that way. Mm-hmm. And I suppose it's tough because we don't have a really specific ask, but what is brilliant about the way that we work is people can say to us, I want to give you some money, but actually can I make sure that it goes to this team?
Yeah.
So that's brilliant.
In an ideal world, there's a pot that never runs dry.
Exactly.
And the NHS covers all of this and more. And realistically, it's just never going to happen. So this is going to continue.
It is.
It's been going for a long, long time. It's going to continue to thrive. I've got no doubt.
Yeah, I hope so.
Everyone involved is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And anyone listening who wants to get involved, you've heard the advice. Get in touch. Yeah. Let's see if we can get you involved, whether it's becoming a therapist, whether you've gone through it yourself and now you feel like you want something positive to come out at the end of it. These guys will talk you through it, tell you exactly what there is for you to do. And I can't wait to hear everyone else's stories once they've touched base with you.
Exactly. Do you know what I would say as well? I don't know if you would agree, ladies, but I think 80% of cases, breast cancer cases, are found in ladies aged 50 plus. Because of the screening program that we've got, obviously. Mm-hmm. But we do obviously get referrals from GPs and we know fine well, you and I have got friends that we've either lost or, you know, have gone through it. We would love, I think, to get more younger ladies involved. We were talking before about a fashion show, possibly putting on a fashion show and involving younger brands. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if there's anyone who's listening who would like to do something along those lines as well, in terms of fundraising, we'd love to hear from younger people who've been through it, who would like to share their story too.
Definitely. Well, I can think of multiple people who've been on this podcast who fit the bill directly, who would love to help you out. So we'll keep the conversation going. Once the mics go down, another episode done and dusted. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Are you a parent who feels guilty about screen time?
No.
Well, no, not you, sweetheart. But your mommy and daddy do.
Why?
Because too many apps are filled with AI garbage, inappropriate videos, and random content.
Like a dancing potato!
Or worse. That's what parents worry about. We're Lingo Kids, and we're here to help parents out. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids because kids love it and parents can trust it. They want something safe
and fun.
Yes, fun, but also something that actually teaches you.
Big words like FOMO synthesis.
Yeah, close enough. And they want fun songs, videos, and interactive games that help you grow, not turn you into
a zombie that bites other zombies, and then the zombies take over the world, and then fly to space and live on the moon, and fly in rocket ships on planets with loads of candy.
Yep.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.